Hello once again to Shh, we're watching a movie. I'm afraid Baz. Oh, I'm so sorry. Baz can't make it again this week. I know you really wanted him back, but thankfully, Adam, who in the best part of his heart has really deemed to join us again. Haven't you, Adam? You've come to join us again.
I sit here on my throne of podcasts that
Oh.
have fallen before me. And I sit here knowing full well for the concrete overshoes that Baz now wears. Oh, yes. Oh,
Yes,
yes.
we have succeeded. Baz is no more. Hang on. What's that banging? Oh,
Banging? Oh, God.
quick, get under the table. Under the table. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Just get under the table. He won't see you.
There's not enough throws on her. What
What the fuck's going on here? I go away. I tackle some space ninjas, kick fuck at them, and you're still in my fucking seat. Oi, beardy, fucking leg it.
I'm sorry, Adam. It's just one of those things. He is my first love. We're supposed to do the show with just
Yeah,
me.
bitch, get it back in that fucking gimp box.
Do I have to wear the lotion again, or do I get the hose?
I know you're taking it a bit too fucking far.
So we do the show, mate.
Yeah.
Hit the music.
Hold on, the monkey's not ready yet. You have to strike up the band. Anyway, it's the 22nd of February 2012. This is Shusha watching a movie, episode 20. Oh God, his head's on fire! Welcome once again to another edition of Shush, where we have all the TV and film news that has occurred in the last few weeks that may have slipped under your radar, but don't necessarily need to know. And we return on the night of the Oscars. But more importantly, we sit and listen to the soft and sweet tears of Paul, who has now seen the new Ghost Rider film.
Why? Yes, people, I have now seen the new Ghost Rider film. People who have listened to the show are may have heard me probably gush a little about how much I was looking forward to this film.
Gosh, fucking fan wank.
Maybe I was setting myself up for a fall, but I'd seen the first film. I knew what I was letting myself in for. And still, I was disappointed. I tell you what it was. This was not a cinema film. This should have been a direct-to-DVD film. I might have accepted it more then. You did not need it in 3D. The direction, despite it coming from the people from Crank, felt flat. For an action film, which for the people who made Crank is saying something. But there's nuggets of goodness in there, and they're lost. I felt like I was watching a Dimension director DVD sequel of Hellraiser or The Prophecy. That was the same sort of quality. Right.
Well, my only problem with Ghost Rider is it's Ghost Rider, it's a 12, it's not an 18. How fucking stupid.
Yeah, that is another good thing. That is another very, very good point. It shouldn't be. It's a horror character. It should not be
it is.
A kid's film. Or it should be 15.
At least.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's think. How many years ago did Spawn come out?
True. And also,
how many years ago did Spawn come out? Jam, blah, blah, blah. What's his face?
Yeah.
Right. It had, actually, you know what? I'm going to come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Because there's a link.
There is a link. There's a clowny link. But also, what I was going to say, thing is, also, Blade. What rating was Blade? That was an 18, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was an 18.
So that shows that and that was the one that really brought Marvel back for film, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that
was the one that won. Well, Spawn was probably the first one to launch off the Marvel.
Yeah,
oh, no, Spawn's McFarlane.
Yeah, Spawn's Image. But as I'm saying, Blade was the first sort of
Yes, yeah, Blade would have been the first one, yeah.
That was before X-Men.
Yes.
So, Blade came out, that was an 18. That shows you can have a successful box office film that's an 18 based on a comic character. It works. So they should have done it with this.
Well, they should have. I think as a missed trick. To be fair, it came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And it's in the same Midnight Suns category as Ghost Rider now.
Oh, I would say without a doubt, yeah. I also think that Daredevil should have been a 15 plus anyway as well. The only other thing that fucked up Daredevil, Bullseye. But there you go.
I like Bullseye.
Talk with his big fucking Bullseye in his head. Fucking hell. Blah, 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 and blah, blah.
Anyway, shall we actually get onto the show proper? It is Oscar night, so we best...
It is Oscar night, so we shall have a... We're not going to run down the nominees. I'll put my non-predictions on Facebook.
Well, do that then. But thing is...
Fuck you, I'm going to do it then.
Yeah,
but...
do it. Thing is, though, yeah. Somebody else has made predictions claiming he's got leaked...
That was going to be my link, motherfucker.
Ah, nicked your link.
My predictions are done on class opinions. His are done on leaked fucking information. GM bastard.
Tell us about the story, mate.
Matt Wahlberg claims to have been leaked Oscar results and passed on them. Well, of course he would. For reason best known to himself, Matt Wahlberg has claimed that he was given the results to this year's Oscars. Now, I find this highly unlikely because it's PricewaterhouseCoopers who do all the results every year. And there's never been leaked results. There's been good kind of ideas of what's happening. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think this is a load of shit.
You reckon he's just done it to sort of like say, hello, I'm Mark Wahlberg. Come and look at what I'm doing. He's doing a bit public.
Yes, basically.
Fair enough.
I think it's a load of crap. I think it's highly unlikely that he... Highly unlikely that he got any... results. And why give Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg, the man who makes basically the same movie 18 fucking times.
Yep.
And then does some stupid things on Twitter that we won't mention.
I don't follow him. No, mention it. I don't know. What's he done?
Oh, he said something about the folk on the planes at 9/11. If they, hey, he'd been on it, he'd have done something fucking different. He'd have been dun 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 dun. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, what a cock.
Oh, but yeah.
But no, shall we say what basically he says is going to win? We've got Christopher Plummer as best supporting actor.
Well, no offense, that's a given.
Yeah, I got a mate on that one.
If Gary Oldman gets it, please let Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman in for best supporting?
Yes, no. I think it's Gary Oldman. Yeah, he's in that as well.
But no, Octavia Spencer will win best supporting actress. I agree with that, but we said that already as well.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman, leading actor.
Oh, right, okay.
Transform Attack of the Moon will win for best sound editing. I'll fucking eat my hat. Hugo for best costume production and cinematography.
Yeah. Now, this. Go. Now let's see if you could say this name, because you've never been able to say it yet.
It's Jean Dujardin.
Jean Dujardin.
It's John Dujardin.
Yes, fair enough. Yes, Dujardin. Best actor.
John Dujardin. Yeah, couldn't make it any fucking easier. Like Sean Shaw. Cock. On you go.
We've got Viola Davis for Best Actress. And we've got an artist for Best Picture.
Now, if you go back and look at the SAG Awards and the BAFTA Awards, that looks the fucking same.
Well, they tend to do follow the same, but like you say, he's probably looked at them, gone, ah, look, I've got the list, ah, bollocks, have you?
Also, a side note from this, before we go into the next Oscar story.
Yeah.
Looks like, Shaitus, what's his name now? Who's hosting it?
Who's hosting it? Oh, Billy Crystal.
It doesn't look like he's actually hosting it, because he's got a ton of folks helping it.
Well, they do that every year.
I mean, more than usual. I mean, like, a load.
All right.
So it's like Billy Crystal, featuring Billy Crystal.
Well, he's getting on a bit. He probably just needs the help.
I wouldn't see him on that bit.
I don't know. I last saw him, did see him.
I know, but the last good film he did was when Jodie Foster was making good movies. Oh, wait a minute. She just did.
Ah, see where you're going there.
I could have Jodie Foster likes a bit of beaver.
Oh. That's a better one.
And that's just not the movie.
No, that's really quite good. Yes, this story, it is Oscar related because Mel Gibson starred in a film called The Beaver recently, directed by Jodie Foster.
Oh, last year. It wasn't recently. It was last year.
Was it released last year? I thought, I forget what year we're in. Yeah, of course we are. I keep forgetting. Part of me keeps thinking we're still in 2011. But yes, this film's got a very odd premise. This fellow, he disconnects from reality, and the only way he can sort of talk to people is through a hand puppet of a beaver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he goes through to a psychiatrist, and she uses a puppet as he's going to be able to say what he wants to say.
Mm.
But then he then takes it a little bit further by super gluing the puppet to his fucking hand.
Yes, odd premise. It's been told it's actually quite good. And Jodie Foster's really so pleased with it that she's actually sent a copy of the film to the Academy. She knows it's not in any ranking, but she felt like members of the Academy should see this film because it shouldn't be sort of like buried and lost to all time or whatever.
It was kind of someone who were releasing it at the time. With all the bad press from Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he got buried.
Not to submit it for consideration. Mm. But Jodie Foster felt so strong that the film was so good. And no offence, it gets an average 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm hearing good things about it.
Kind of lookings, right? And plus, you've got Mel Gibson, it's written by Kyle Klein, who has written some really good stuff in the past. You've got Mel Gibson, you've got Jodie Foster, you've got Anton Yechin.
Mm-hmm.
So a good cast. To be honest, the only bad thing about the cast is Jodie Foster.
Is it?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Kyle Killen, he's also doing Awake, which is really weird. I'm thinking that's a TV show.
It is a TV show. That was something I was going to put to cover because the first sort of little snippets have popped up. But yes, Awake looks very interesting.
Yeah, Awake. Quick premise. Cop. Die in a big car accident. His wife dies in one reality, or his son dies in another reality, and he's got to investigate how.
Yeah.
Very strange.
You don't know. He basically goes to sleep, and he's in the other reality. So, but you don't know whether or not when he goes to sleep, which is the real reality.
Are they both fake?
Exactly. It's brilliant.
It's really strange. He's all doing the untitled Daredevil reboot.
Oh God! I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, so the worst thing about The Beaver, I hate to say it, is Jodie Foster. Yeah, apart from direction, direction's fantastic. As in the movie herself. Yeah. I like to rent.
Thing is, of course, it's a bit of a devil to get onto the Academy's list because, they are followers of Satan, according to some people.
Which people?
A certain Admiral General Aladdin.
Who the hell is he when he's at him?
He's apparently the character from the new film, The Dictator.
This wouldn't be Sacha Cohen Bones or Sacha Bone Cohen or Sacha, what's his face? You get me? It's because he's black.
It's because he's Ali G.
It's Ali G.
Yeah. I actually watched it. He's put a film up for, it was a video and it was shown on telly a little. It was basically sort of him saying his character wasn't being invited to the Oscars. So, this is a big sin. And it's actually, you listen to it, it's actually quite funny, which is odd for Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right, okay. Right. What a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the Oscars? The most mild American TV show of the year.
Yes.
They ain't gonna let him do fucking that.
Ah! But, well, Lee, because the follow-up to this is he did the video saying, let me in or there will be repercussions. Apparently he's going in character.
Yeah, he's not going to get it. Personally, whatever Sacha Baron Cohen does, he will get the publicity he wants. Because if he turns up, which he can't, the Oscars aren't going to let him do that. Oh, fuck, the Oscars are never going to let him do that. But if he just turns up as Sasha, then he's still going to get the publicity. Because why'd you not do it? Why'd you not do it?
Mm-hmm.
So what A could happen is B, he dumbs. Gets out of the limo, and he's forced to get back in the fucking limo.
Yeah.
And upstaged. And then he'll turn up as Sasha later on.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't be allowed to go in as a dictator. No fucking way. No way!
It is a little bit worse than showing your breast on It is, isn't it?
I'm sorry, but it's...
Well, we'll find out in the next 24
but the follow-up story is quite, the follow-up story is quite good as well, but it's still... I don't know.
Well,
you know what?
It's all a publicity stunt. Yes, I'm aware of that.
It's like saying you could live on Mars. It's that kind of crazy talk.
Indeed, because Mars is it's full of nice things and four-legged beasties.
Ah, get to Mars! Get to ask the Mars quit!
No, not that film. Different.
No, that one. Shit. What other shit movie is it on Mars?
Well, yeah, okay, so we've talked about Oscars now. Let's talk about proper news. We've got new bits.
Proper news, yeah. John Carter. Yeah, proper news.
Dude, this looks so good. Look.
Fuck up.
Adam, definitely come back. Adam understands the joy for John
Carter. Wait a minute. Which famous person's in this movie? Oh, I know. None.
Doesn't matter if there's no famous people in a film.
Let's have a look at the last. Let's look at the last movie made by the same guy who helped produce John Carter and Mars, which had no stars in it. Conan remake.
Which was a good film.
Which did fucking pish.
It had Ron Perlman in. It had famous people in.
Ron Perlman. That was it. Ron Perlman, the biggest character actor on the planet, who hasn't had a movie by himself since. He hasn't had a movie by himself.
Look, it's going to be good. Anyway, the news story here is we've got an extended scene from the film.
No, I've watched it.
It looks good.
Clash of the fucking Titans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just like, I mean, Clash of the Titans with his curly hair. You like him sort of going all calm down, because that's what he's got. He's got a Scouse perm in Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
You look at that. Look at the poster. That is pure Scouse perm.
They take a good actor like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Who I thought was A, fantastic in Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic in Game of Thrones, which we hope he's coming back for.
Yep.
We think he is. And then you put him in Conan and then fuck him all up. And by the way, Ron, how long is Ron Perlman in Conan? Fucking 8 minutes.
No, he's about 10-20 minutes at the start.
Rose McGowan's the only other one who's really in it.
Yeah, but that was Rose McGowan in that is not very good. You've got the Colonel from Terra Nova in it. He's pretty funky.
Yeah, but again, you don't even know it's really him.
No,
because he's that much fucking me.
But anyway, take it. Are we still divergent? You've seen this bit now from John Carter. Yeah. You still saying it's shit?
I still predict no money.
No. Well, it'll get my money anyway.
If show me the money, it will get me the money. Can't get the money. Need the money.
Because, you know, for one thing, I will be trekking to the cinema to see this.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you be going to Star Trek?
Yes. Star Trek. New pictures.
Would that be a trek in space?
Yes, wagon train to the stars.
Yeah, the pictures are quite interesting.
Yeah, we only see two. But they're very interesting.
We do. No, there's three, aren't
there? Oh, yeah, the third one is just the shape. There's nothing going on there. That's it. It's just like space to stick big monster here. Could be anything. It's nothing. It's the two. Yeah. It's the two with Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Yes. Yes. One with Cumberbatch. For the people who don't know, he was most recently in BBC Sherlock. If you don't know that, go watch it now and then come back before I kill you. One where he's definitely going to get a nerve pinch from the Spock. And the other one, he's been told to basically stay there by Uhura. Both on green screen type things. What do you? I have something to say on this, but what do you think from those pictures?
It's a bit hard to tell, to be perfectly honest.
There are a few things which pop out from that picture, because about who he may be, and I don't know enough Trek lore to fully know. I have theory, because he looks right. Like he's wearing a black version of the Star Trek uniform.
Uh huh.
Right. I don't know many about black uniforms, but the fact that if he could be a Starfleet person, whoever. Remember the first ever Kirk TV episode.
Uh huh.
Where they go beyond the thing, and his best mate gets all superpowered, and they have to sort of bring him down.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, the one with Gary. Is that the one with Gary in it?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, Gary was the kid. No, this is his mate. His mate, they go beyond the limits, and his mate and a woman start getting powers, and their eyes get all glowy. And in the end, Kurt basically has to sort of whittle his powers down, and then it ends up being a big old fist fight. I'm not sure, or maybe it's but it's just the fact is they've said there's a classic villain in it, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
It's a main classic villain. I think you're right, it's not Khan anymore.
You think so?
I don't think it's Khan anymore.
May seem at the end.
Maybe.
But then, no, but we can't see Khan, we, or well, we can see the first instance of Khan, but it would be TV show Khan. It wouldn't be movie Khan.
No, it will be for TV.
Because it has to be, you have to see him being put on.
The space it's Space Seed, wasn't it? Original episode.
Yeah, you have to see him being put on the actual
The Botany Bay.
planet.
Botany Bay. That was the shit they were up. They were drifting in
That's it.
space in the Botany Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Russell, I know my trick.
But yeah, I think that's where you have to go with cancer. You
Yeah.
could see it as an end piece possibly.
Possibly. Oh, okay. Like you say, we haven't made. We have a classic villain at that being Khan, but like you say, not shown to the end. Cumberbatch could be well be somebody who's trying to free him. His whole point is he's after a super weapon.
You know who Cumberpatch could be?
Who?
Sung.
I thought that was who Khan was.
No, Sung, the one who made. Oh.
So,
Didn't he know fuck about eugenics?
I thought that's who Khan was. That's his original Khan Sung.
No, the one who made fucking data.
Oh!
That's Sung.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Isn't he Sung?
I can't remember without looking. Sorry, for assault, you win. But no, yeah, that could be it. Yeah, it could. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
And that could be because we've seen him in Enterprise
Yeah.
with the new folk. So technically, could we not?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I feel like I say, we can't really see too much from this. We
No,
know.
because it's not a practical because
No.
it's a lot of
We are conjecturing again. It's
it's
there, you could basically
depressing.
there's no spoilers here, unlike there are possibly in the next story.
Yeah.
Because the thing.
So I must admit though, Cumberpatch does look good with the black hair.
Yes, he does.
Not sure if it suits a shiny suit. I prefer a black suit.
Because look, you reckon he'll look good in as a man in black?
He could. But then that would be he would be the third man in black.
Aren't we going to get a third man in black? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
You don't sound that happy about this.
Because there's been that many problems with the script. I don't
Or
know.
the lack
Trailers,
thereof, you mean?
we are all victims of trailers looking good and being shit.
Yes, that's true at the moment. Yeah, the
Right?
story that we're on is we've got the new Man in Black films out, and we could be seeing a very big spoiler from Rick Baker, who is the doing the special effects on it. Rick Baker, brilliant special effects artist. Do you
Yeah,
want?
but right. So the only right, there's we're just gonna break it down because we're not fucking about these days. We've got the story short, sharp, and fucking to the point,
Okay,
right?
all right then. You like that?
We're like the Huffington Post, no bullshit. I like Fox News and Sky News. Oh no, it's a disaster. Buy everything. Fuck off. And what I pull out of this is Rick Baker, best special effects man since fucking. He shall not be named, Stan Winston. May he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
God Winston, as I like to call him. He's basically said that Josh Brolin's taken over. So Tommy Lee Jones is leaving Men in Black. And I think what's going to happen, right, is Josh Brolin's character is going to come from the past to the future in the third one.
Well, that's what's being suggested, and it'll work.
I think so. I don't think there's any more you can take from that.
No?
I don't. No. I've had a look, I've analysed it, I've computerised it, and I've factorised it, and factorised it, and passed it all about.
I have no problem with this, to be honest. Because I like
And
Josh Brolin. I like him as an actor.
he should be in Superman. Fuck Kevin Costner, cock. That's who you want to play fucking Clark Kent's dad.
Fair enough.
But it's just my opinion. I'm telling you, right? I'm coming out with it, right? I'm going to say...
You're still sounding a little bit stalker-like. For Stalker,
because I think he's the best actor there is, and I think Kevin Costner's shite.
So you're going to go and go around to his house at night and stalk him?
That is really kind of fucking weak. That's the best you could come up.
But it was...
You couldn't go, the right way to get deep into this is by stalking somebody.
See, that's just as bad.
Fuck off! I've got the two characters and the movie name in it! Well, I've got the director and the movie.
That's not right. That's Edgar Wright.
Yeah, it's not Deb. Deep is Deb.
Anyway, do you want to take the story or did I do it?
I think you're more a Night Stalker man than I am.
I am very much so a Night Stalker fan.
I've got a funny feeling. Just think, I'm putting it out there. I call it a fucking hit in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The story is Edgar Wright and Johnny Depp are teaming up for a new Kolchak, a Night Stalker movie. Now, ever watched the original... Sorry?
That means we're still not getting the finalisation of the trilogy, then.
The trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
Which trilogy?
The Simon Pegg and...
Oh, Ross. Get one! Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Edgar Wright's doing this, then we're still not getting the end of it.
Very good point. Thing is, okay, back on the name of this story, though. Do you know about Kolchak? Did you ever watch any of the original series?
I know what the Night Stalker is, bitch.
I think you know you knew it, but do you seem to know, suggest that I probably watched it more than you, which I probably did, but...
I watched the two movies, I didn't watch the TV series.
I'll have to lend you the DVD at some point.
I'm love with it.
Kolchak was a very old film, well, series, 60s?
Or is 70s?
60s, 70s. It was what, admittedly, was the benefit, what created the genesis of X-Files, because the people who created... X-Files watched it and was really influenced by it. We had, I think in the early 2000s, a remake, very short-lived remake, with Stuart Townsend.
Yeah, in 2005.
Hmm?
In 2005.
2005, okay. And that didn't last very long. It wasn't bad, but it didn't really last very long. The fact
didn't have the same feel.
No, exactly. That is exactly it. It didn't have that sort of element of irreverence that the original series had. It had scary things in the original series, but it always felt like it was a little bit more.
I don't think back in it was the '70s.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Night Stalker would have worked if you hadn't had Dan McGavin
Kolchak. He needed that sort of thing. Thing is, though, Johnny Depp, I reckon, will be able to do Kolchak. It sort of fits.
Oh, I think so.
It fits.
And, it does fit. It is a good fit. I don't think there's any...
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to tell. Who else could you get to play him? Who else would fit into that?
To be honest, Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg? No, I actually could see Nick Frost doing
it. Ooh! Sorry, that really camp. Yes.
Let's have a look.
I reckon Simon Pegg, I think, would be very good playing that sort of, like, on the line of serious but also irreverent.
Yeah. You know, Duchovny could probably cover it. He's old enough now.
Yeah. That would be... And that'd be nice because it links back to X-Files.
It does. And by the way, if anybody doesn't know who David McGavin is, you're fucking wrong, because you do. Because he's a character actor who has been in fucking everything. And I mean everything, from Billy Madsen to Mike Hammer, The X-Files, Millennium, Touched by an Angel, Grace Under Fire, which was funny, Gargoyles, Burke's Law, Mercy Brown, if you watched that, Murder, She Wrote, I'm trying to get any big ones, Captain America, that's General Fleming, The Condor, Kojak, Monsters, TV show, Dead Heat.
Are you reading off of IMDb, or are you doing this from memory?
I'm doing fucking IMDb, shut up. Tales from the Dark Side.
Ah.
Turk 182, which was a weird one. Even I know what that was, a weird one. Tales of the Unexpected, Magnum PI, Firebird 2015 AD.
God's true.
Hangar 18, Martian Chronicle. Let's see, anything else. It's quite Airport 77. I remember him in that.
Oh yes.
And then he was Night Stalker, Touch of Evil, Police Story, Shaft.
So basically,
$6 Million Man.
Are you just finished randomly saying things now? Because basically, he was a great person.
Hold on, let me go.
You finished?
Mission Impossible, Man for your Uncle. This guy's a proper geek material man.
He is. He is very good, and I'm hoping. Edgar Wright pulls it off, and we do have a good old Night Stalker film.
Yeah.
Thing is, as you pointed out, Johnny Depp would have to have a Herculean task ahead of him to fill his shoes.
Big boots to film. We'll see how good he is at filling them in Shadowland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not holding my breath. It doesn't look that fucking good. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I don't know, Johnny Depp, he seems, I don't know, when he gets it, apart from Sparrow, but even Sparrow was really eclectic. And the only time he did play it straight was in, The Tourist.
He did that Stephen King film recently as well.
Stephen King film?
Secret Window.
I've never seen it.
It was alright. But he played it straight in that.
Tourist was shit.
Hmm?
The Tourist was shit.
Yeah, I did hear that. I haven't watched it.
The only more wooden performance than Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp with the boats. That's because they're made in wood.
I get it. Oh, yeah. Shut up. I already gave a link to the next one, but we won't talk over it.
Well, we can. We're speaking of wood and Brett Ratner's directing. Hey!
Yay! Yeah. You go for it. I took the
last one. Oh, fucking Brett Ratner's been allowed to make another fucking movie. Oh, wait a minute. That's because he's not doing anything else to do because he got kicked off the fucking Oscars. Oh, he's such... Let's see the last two movies he made. Family Man and Terror Heist. Ooh. Which one of them was pish? Hard to tell because they were both shite.
I didn't like Family Man. I've not seen Tower Heist yet.
Oh, Tower Heist is pish. Oh, fuck. Uh-huh.
Right, thing is, though, he's got something that could... it's Hercules. He's basically got Hercules. He's optioned for Hercules.
Yeah, but hold on. It's Hercules 2008. The graphic novel comic of the...
The Thracian Wars.
Thracian? I was going to say Thriakian.
A Thracian.
Thracian?
Yeah.
Thracian Wars, right? So, this is quite a good comic, because I heard it'll be Luke, and it looks not too shabby.
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing. And it's not like it's the Thracian Wars. Am I right in thinking it's one still where it's Hercules in the modern day, though?
Yes.
It? Yeah, so it's the modern Hercules, as in, like you say, 2008, so it's the modern Hercules from the Marvel comics. So,
yeah.
So that's fine. And it's Dwayne Johnson's been attached to it as Hercules.
Yes, we have The Rock.
Yep.
Can you smell a lot? The Rock is a cooking.
And I like the look at this because I did like him as the Scorpion King. And I like.
Oh, shut up. I am seriously going to come over there and smack you.
Oh, come on, for a Swords and Sandal film, that wasn't bad.
Fuck right off. The Scorpion. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. The Scorpion King, but he's not CGI.
Yeah, no, the Scorpion King, as in the film he did on his own. Not the one, The Mummy.
Oh, okay, no, fine. That's fine. That's cool.
No, yeah. not The Mummy 2. I mean, The Scorpion King, the standalone film.
The Thracian Wars, aren't they set in the future?
Hmm?
They're set in the past.
Oh, I was thinking of a different...
I don't know which one you were talking about.
No, I'm thinking of something else. But either way, I'm quite happy. I'm not happy that Ratner's attached to it.
Sorry?
I'm not happy that Ratner's attached to it, but I'm happy...
Well, Ratner, who made such a great job of X-Men Last Stand.
Yeah.
Dun-dun! Shite!
See, for that alone, I am going to lay down the doom for this film.
Yeah, but The Rock's got selling power again.
Yeah, but with Ratner attached.
I know, but they might have a really small print on his name.
So, are you reversing my doom then for now?
I'm gonna say Middle Earth. I'm going to say Middle Earth. I'm not going to say Doom. I'm going to say Middle Earth.
Okay. All right. Nice reference.
Well, no, Doom would be Doom. Mountain. Middle Earth would be Middle Ground, and Fantastic would be, we wouldn't even discuss it.
No, fair enough.
So I'm predicting Middle Ground.
I love the way that you're actually making up analogies now, as in even making up...
It's my show, shut the fuck up, I get to.
Hey, your show.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
My fucking idea. So we predict, you predict Doom, I predict, as I'm the boss. Next story, bitch.
Well, we're finished with the films. We get into depressing time now. Not that.
It's not depressing. Why? See, this is a bit I disagree. Why think of it as depression time?
Because people's died.
As a celebration of their life passed by.
Okay. We'll call it a wake. It's a wake.
Oh, fuck it, they're dead. Play the damn music.
Almost everything the world admires has been copied at some time or another. Stones that have deceived jewelers. Banknotes that have confused banks. Even paintings that have fooled the art world. In our opinion, however, there is one original that is yet to be equaled. Back to the 80s. At www.thenerdsphere.madmooseforum.com.
Yes, unfortunately, yes, it is time once again for Hollywood Headstones. Thankfully, only a couple today that have popped up on my radar. One, possibly not many people would have picked up on. She is a little bit of a esoteric actress. Her name was Lena Romay.
Does that mean unknown?
She wasn't unknown. If you knew your Spanish horror films, you knew this.
Oh, well, I can run off all of the fucking three Spanish horror films I know on my fucking hand.
If you knew Jess Franco, and he was a Spanish filmmaker, you probably have seen him in a film. She died of the age of 57 just recently of cancer.
It's quite young.
Yeah, it's very long. But she was a regular at sort of like the conventions and stuff like that, and she was a very good-looking woman.
Oh, so that was her charging fucking 20 quid for a fucking autograph.
Possibly she did. But no, she had she was known as the muse of filmmaker Jess Franco, as well as being his wife, but he's...
I could say something there, but I shall stop myself.
Are you going to speak ill of the dead?
I was going to, but I revert... Oh, aye.
Fair, good man.
Which one's that one?
Probably known as she just played quite... she played a vampire a couple of times and stuff like that. But I thought, to be honest, the films I saw her in, she was a very captivating person.
She did a bit of lesbo scene there.
Yeah, she did quite a few, that sort of thing.
Whoa! Hey, I get you going. She's quite fit.
Yeah, that's what I said. She's quite attractive.
Oh, nipple!
I think somebody's watching the video. Shall we leave you alone?
I'm just looking at pictures. She's got her boobs out of the fucking time.
It's a Spanish horror type films. They tended to do that.
Yeah, I watched fucking Devil's Backbone. I've never seen that much tit.
You should have looked in the mirror.
No.
You should have looked in the mirror more often.
Ooh, get fucking you. No wonder she's a moose. No wonder, I bet you, I'm not going to speak a word of it.
No. Because she was a cracker.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, and it was sheer the cracker. Bit like...
I smashed the doors in.
If you hadn't got that from the reference, not the smash the doors reference, but the cracker reference, another fella to die just recently was Frank Carson.
That's the way he told him.
He was. You won't tell him anymore, unfortunately, because...
No.
He died just recently on the 22nd of February, having a very good innings at the age of 85. People who might not know him, God, what was his nationality? Basically, he was a UK...
Northern Ireland.
He was a Northern Ireland comedian. Yeah. Very, very big in my childhood for being a comedian.
Well, yeah. He came across with the comedians. When the comedian show came in with all the un-PC comics like Frank... I'm not going to say Frank Butcher. Mike Reed.
Yeah. Run around.
Run around. And he came across with all them as well. He also kind of had... not just the Mike Reed, but you had all the comics of the kind of Burning Man and Mike Jim Bowen, Charlie Williams, one of the first black comedians to be on the telly.
Yeah.
And they were, it was like, you didn't call, Frank wasn't a racist kind of
Adam. No, he didn't really have much of a blue.
It was more observational kind of, so we tell them, yeah. Kind of, man walked into a bar.
He never went the route that not that I know of, quite a few of them went down the blue route, didn't they?
He was never a blue comedian. He was always a family figure. He was always appearing on the Royal varieties and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. He even appeared in the Royal Family.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he?
But he was a comedian who was always... You could always put him on and he was never going to offend.
No.
And a lot of folk did cast him as one of the funniest men ever to live. Now, I remember him by the tail end of Tiz Wars.
Yes.
Because that's where he came on. Have you watched him on OTT as well? Because he'd done OTT, which was the adult version of Tiz Wars.
Yeah.
Again, the stories, like, there was a story I remember reading, even before he died, because Chris Tarrant was talking about him. I think he talks about him in his book. Mm-hmm. And it's, this producer for OTT was in the room next to Frank, and all you could hear was Frank telling his joke and pissing himself. And he's went around the room and see who Frank's talking to. Himself. That's how funny he was talking to me. He was making himself laugh.
I do that all the time.
And we know, but that's just because you've got loads of mirrors. but it was a guy. He was also a guy who was like he came over. He never moved away. He was a Blackpool man. He lived there most of his life. He was kids and all that kind of stuff. He was a big advocate of trying to get the inter-religious bit in Ireland to mix more together, mm-hmm. as well with charity work. But me and Paul both never knew. That being a big Catholic man, mm-hmm. he was invited back in 1987 to be knighted. He was a papal knight. I didn't even know they could do that!
Neither did I! It was...
So he was a knight of the papal, which means he was knighted by the Pope.
Yeah.
Which I would imagine would have been John Paul II.
Yes.
But he's seen, a couple of months ago, this was Chris Tarrant, who was talking on the radio after he was announced that he had died. Said he'd been over in Italy at the end of last year, and he's not been well for the last year anyway. Mm-hmm. And the Pope had asked him, "Have you met Elvis?" And Frank said, "No, but I think I'll be seeing him shortly."
Oh, well,
but even then, even in the face of death, he could still crack a laugh.
Well, that's the thing. If you're gonna go, if you know you're going, you're gonna, that's the sort of way I'd like to look at it. You know what I mean? You have to laugh about it.
And you can truly say the man was a cracker.
Yes, indeed.
He was very funny. A lot of folk didn't like Frank, but I thought Frank was funny.
He will be missed big time.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I think it's sad when you see celebrities who you grew up with just sadly falling off.
Yeah, it is sort of getting to the point where, you know, like you say, people you grew up with, there's people who, like, put part of your childhood, but also part of your formative years, in films, in music, and telly.
Well, especially today with them. Well, when we were away, did we mention Whitney Houston?
Yes, we did. Covered? Well, me and Adam covered him.
You covered that. Yeah. I would have covered it differently.
Yeah, you might.
Fucking Bobby Brown. Anyway. So to go from that, no link. It's just straight into The Walking Dead. Oh, wait a minute, there's a link! Oh, no.
Because Carson was the governor?
No, he's dead.
Anyway, yes. Okay, oh. I've been talking so much, you talk about this next one.
Well, that's only because you never shut the fuck up. Yes, David Morrissey, the good British actor that he is, another British actor, may I say, in The Walking Dead. This will be the fourth British actor in The Walking Dead. Yeah, David Morrissey has been cast as the governor. Now, this kind of bugs me a little bit.
Why?
I've not got to it in the comics, but I'm sure it is. Isn't Mervin, mm-hmm. the brother with one hand, the governor in the comics?
Not that. Again, I am only a casual reader, but no, I don't think it is. I think it's totally different character. Totally different.
Is he the mayor or something? He's the mayor or something. He's something important.
Oh, the governor is a big, very big character, yes.
Well, isn't that who's the governor in the comic then? Because I've not got that file. Only it's
I haven't read it for a long time, so I can't remember huge amounts about it. Hand on heart, I got a little bit bored of the comic, so I stopped reading it.
And they're going to Woodbury, that annoys me as well. Because
mm-hmm.
isn't Woodbury where the original? No, that was Wiltshire, wasn't it?
What?
With the dead. Well, see in the comic book.
Yeah.
And in the move in the TV show. In the TV show, when Rick is in the hospital and it says in the cafeteria the door's dead in here.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen in the comic.
No. That there's a lot of the beginning bit didn't happen at all. But it.
Well, they might change it a bit. But the dead in here bit isn't it for Woodbury or is it Wiltshire?
As you'll probably read it more than likely before me. I'm going on memories of four years ago.
That's in the first 10 comics. They go to the estate.
Yeah.
And they stay the night, and then the next day they find all the dead, and the snow melts, and it makes off the sign, and the sign says, "Dead in here."
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's
Woodbury.
I can't remember, dude. You're asking me questions of what comic I've not read in years.
I have to go back. So we'll have I've not read ahead, so I want to say more about.
I do remember the character he's going to be playing as being a bit of a badass.
Oh, yeah, the governor's, by all accord, is fucked up, man.
Mm.
But, he is a good actor. David Morris is a fantastic actor.
There is a reason at one point why they were thinking he was going to be the Doctor quite literally, because he did that Christmas special and they weren't moaning that much about if he did become the Doctor because he's that good.
Oh yeah, but he's in the thing, the Blackpool one where they're singing, I can't remember what it was called, the BBC One drama.
Karaoke, wasn't it called, or something?
Was it called Karaoke? I love that. That's fantastic. You also had him in State of Play.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a movie later on this year, but I've not read it's in the article, but I can't remember what it's called.
All right.
But David, was he in Our Friends Up North?
I think he was, actually.
And that was such a fantastic fucking a fantastic drama from the BBC.
Such a great cast in general, that series.
Wasn't Mark Strong in that as well? Who's starring? He's in the same movie later on this year with him.
Welcome to the Punch.
That's the Welcome to the Punch. I mean, I just watched him. He done the thing for the London riots called London's Burning, not to be confused with the show about the fire brigade, which was all about the borough commander for Camden and for Clapham and Croydon, which was really well done. But yeah, he was in Thorn. He's an actor who's, he could be everywhere, man. Sense and Sensibility, the TV show. The Reaping, which wasn't that good. Viva Blackpool.
Oh, right.
But no, it was called Blackpool.
Oh,
that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Holden in that. He's in the State of Play, as we said, which was a fantastic set, but it turned into a movie.
Mm.
Which wasn't that good.
I'm looking forward to this. Again, like you say, it's a British actor in an American show, but playing an American again. I'd like to see them get English actors playing English people.
Well, there you go. Look, Fee, let's go from. From. Bum, 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 bum. 92 to 98.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Framed, Between the Lines, The Knot, Finley, Into the Fire, Out of the Blue, Holding On, and Our Mutual Friends.
All of them cracking series.
All fantastic, absolutely fucking amazing TV shows, especially Out of the Blue and The Knock.
I don't usually like police dramas, but they were good.
I met a guy for The Knock. I can't remember his name, but I met one of the actors in The Knock.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, fantastic. Can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to it. It has to get a bit more. There's a lot of criticism about The Walking Dead being a slew.
I have to admit, I'm a little bit with them. I can't get into the second series yet.
You got to give it a go.
Oh, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to watch them.
Sad to say that the way they're writing it, you got a different writer. Different producers came on board as well for it. We'll see if it livens up. But it's meant to go. It's meant to kick off, and not this week's episode, but next week's episode.
I will catch up. There's a lot of other stuff to catch up, but I will give it its fair due.
And if you're not, read the comic, because the comic's fantastic.
Well, from what I remember, it got a little bit boring when I started, but it's got a cracking start. I remember that.
Oh, no, I'm a prison already. I think I'm at issue 16. I started on Wednesday.
Oh, God, you are bashing through them.
Oh, I'm fucking eating them.
So you're not going through them through... you're not sort of like... No, I can't do it. I was going to do a very bad link then.
Go on, hit me with your bad link.
You know, that this is so bad, it would only work if I had sheer luck.
Oh, that was the bad. Here, I know somebody made something interesting. Who said this? Was it on yours or something else I listened to?
About what?
Well, House has been cancelled. I don't know if
yes,
you put it in.
Yes, no, I covered that. We covered it last week, yeah.
But who said... Were you talking about the Sherlock Holmes thing?
No. Ah, that's a good... No, Adam, your standing previously. He called... I hadn't twigged this. He called...
Yeah, no.
I'm going to have to look back at it. He would say that's the best on-screen representation of Sherlock so far, House.
I have to agree, because I went back and watched a couple of episodes after listening to...
I haven't yet. What do you reckon he's right?
He's not far fucking off. It's an interesting perspective to take on the show, which I quite enjoyed. So there you go. Anyway, yeah, so if you want to have a look at House, it could be Sherlock Holmes. You don't know. According to our emergency sit-in stand-in, he wasn't that good host.
Oh, shut up. He was very good.
He's a fucking... You're just
worried that I might actually replace you permanently.
I'm watching again. Poop's going on your teeth. Here.
Look, if you keep up like this, that's it. I'm replacing you. I'll replace you with a dancing monkey, and I'll probably have more conversational. Anyway, we're talking about Sherlock. Behave.
This is a weird story, because I'm completely confused, because I thought somebody else was doing it, but on you go, knock yourself out.
No, okay, I'd only heard about this one. As is usual, Americans have seen a success on the other side of the Atlantic, and they've nicked the idea. But doesn't look, in this case, it's Sherlock, kind of, who was, as I mentioned before, Benedict Cumberbatch, I keep saying Cumberbun now. Unlike previous ones where they're trying the premise and they've just relocated it to the US, here they seem to really changing some of the basic premises. They've just gone with the idea of Sherlock as if he was in the current day world. And what they've got is Johnny Lee Miller to play Sherlock.
Yeah, so what's Cumberbatch coming over for then?
No, this is the thing. I know where you're getting at.
So they cast him as his alter ego.
Yeah, because this is the weird thing. Johnny Lee Miller and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, we know Frankenstein. We mentioned this last year.
Yeah, we did. They were playing different roles, but they've cast Benedict Cumberbatch's alter ego.
Oh, see, they weren't hard on backtrack, son.
Yeah,
when they playing different roles, they were playing Frank. They were in the Danny Boyle production of Frankenstein. Yeah. What they did is one show. Johnny Miller would be Frankenstein the Doctor and Cumberbatch would be the monster. And then the next show, they'd swap.
Yeah. This story is a bit confusing, but Benedict Cumberbatch is...
It is really confusing.
He's not coming over, but he is playing the same character Benedict Cumberbatch plays as in Sherlock. It's just it's very badly written.
No, what it says, CBS has cast Benedict Cumberbatch, sometimes alter ego, as...
So well, Benedict Cumberbatch's alter ego, because he's basically saying, again, mixing it because when they did Frankenstein, they played each other. And now they're playing each other again, sort of.
No offense, but this is one of the worst, is the most badly written article I have ever read.
Naughty bleeding cool. Naughty.
It is really badly written, because it doesn't give you any idea what Cumberbatch is actually doing.
He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything in this US version.
So why mention him?
Because he played Sherlock most recently in the UK version.
I know, but it says, well, Benedict's alter ego in their New York set modern day take on Sherlock Holmes. Basically, by the way, Cumberbatch worked with Johnny Lee Miller, but we'll throw that in just to confuse the fuck out of everybody, because he's Sherlock. Is that basically the genesis of what they're trying to do?
Yes, in a roundabout way, bless you.
Holy fuck, man.
Anyway, the new show is going to be called Elementary.
which is a good name. Yeah. I like that.
It's modern day setting for Sherlock, same as the UK one. However, they do look like they're casting a female Dr. John Watson.
Well, no, it says he, well.
No, it doesn't say here. This is a new story. Apologies, I haven't put the additional story, but they're casting a female as the.
Oh, I'll just fucking wander about in the fucking dark, bumping into everything like a
cage.
I'll have to bleep.
There's one.
Yeah, I forgot. I thought it might be in the story, but no. Yes, they are. From what I am hearing, they are casting a female in the Dr. John Watson role.
But can you have Sherlock Holmes with an American accent? Is it going to be a Jimmy Bond?
Could be. Good point. But then again, I don't know. I'm happy with it because Johnny Lee Miller. I like Johnny Lee Miller. Johnny Lee Miller, very good.
I can watch Johnny Lee Miller. Uh huh. He did the one with the guy going the time traveling one, didn't he? A wee while ago. What? No, that was that him. Was that him? No, it wasn't him. Was
it? I don't remember Johnny Lee Miller in a.
In a TV series, it wasn't him, was it?
No, I don't think so.
It was somebody else with Trainspotting. Remember, it was a show. He was the lawyer. Was he the lawyer or was he the cop?
Are you thinking of Life from Mars?
No, fuck off Life from Mars. What was it called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a show 2 years ago. The guy was a cop and he went back in time and he came back. But he had a tumour. Oh.
That's Life on Mars.
No, it's not fucking Life on Mars. It's set in America. It was before Life on Mars. Hold on, pull it in, right? You weather on, right? Yeah. I'm going to find out, because I want to see Johnny Lee Miller's co-star for Trainspotting, because he was one of the guys for that.
Fair enough. Okay, so, while he digs around in that, we've got a little bit of new information on Game of Thrones, which we mentioned previously. We have a new trailer for...
Yes, I know, it's fantastic.
It is looking very good. It is
mm-hmm.
Season 2 begins on the 1st of April, and say the link will be in the notes. I would go watch this now. It says spoiler alert. It's spoiler alert for anybody who's not seen the first season. I don't see anything majorly spoiler in this that you want to got from what was going to happen based on the first season. So, go see it. I'm really looking forward to this. I think, again, as last year, this could well be the standout series of this year.
No, I hate to say it, but it looks like it will be The Walking Dead wins that, even though it's slow as fuck. It's getting 8 million a rating.
I reckon Game of Thrones is going to be blasted out of the water, hand and heart.
I don't know. And it's dragons! Dragons!
I reckon we've got little dragons, but I don't think we're going to see major big ones till later. What I'm intrigued of is what is happening beyond the wall in the Snow Wastes. Mm.
Yeah, but you know, no more. Where's more?
I don't know.
It is really well written, I must admit. You can't. Martin's. If you haven't read Martin's books, you really have to read his books as well. Don't just believe the hype on. I know what everybody says. Cover that. You're saying the book's better than the thing. Go and read the books. The TV is the. It's like. How to describe Martin's books? See in Harry Potter, they took out all the shite.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Games of Thrones, they can't add all the good bits.
That's very good analogy. I like that.
There you go. That's my way of looking at it, because he wrote it so well. He wrote Game of Thrones. I don't think there's a bad bit in the books of Game of Thrones. I've only read a couple of them. I've not read them all. They're long. They're long.
They are very long. I haven't read them recently. It was way back when they, when I was a kid, I read them, but I enjoyed them.
Kevin McKidd is a guy I'm thinking of.
Okay, what was the series?
Tommy. He played Tommy in the TV show. Hold on, laptop's been exceedingly fucking slow tonight. Mm-hmm. Journeyman.
Never heard of that one.
Now, LC, call yourself a fucking geek, bitch.
No, not.
By the way, he's also Soap McTavish in Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So, get to the boat! Soap! Alright, I'm coming. He's also in Grey's Anatomy as Dr. Owen Hunt. Let you know.
You stop being a clown. You know, a clown with lots of bad teeth.
That's what you came up with.
I'm trying to do the link to earlier. Spawn.
Oh, no. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. But I've forgotten what my link is going to be. It was that long ago!
It was was that long ago?
How could you? Sponge to Sponge a sequel, because John Leguizamo was so good in it, he could have done his own movie by himself.
Yeah. This story here is...
Like Game of Thrones to Only Fools and Horses in America.
No idea. Only the
fuck. Let's have a think about this.
No, let's not.
Let's think.
We are known for our crap links.
Hey, I know. The comic means one thing, boy. We're going to be millionaires next year, Rodney.
That's not bad, actually. Oh, God. Yeah, so John Leguizamo. How do you pronounce it?
Leguizamo?
Yeah.
I don't know. John Leguizamo.
I keep saying it might actually lose more meaning than main difference. Anyway, he, who was the clown in Spawn, but more, you know, been in shit ton of other films. He was in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, he's been in every... By the way, if you want to read a book that fucking doesn't hold back and calls
people
wankers in America and Hollywood, yeah, his book's fucking it.
Yeah. This is a man, very outspoken. He will not, you know, he doesn't...
Is he a comic first and then an actor?
Eh?
Is he a comic first, then an actor?
I would say he's an actor first. Because the way he acts, he really is a proper actor. And, you know, when he does his proper shows, you know, like ER and that.
Yeah, there's one man shows that might be fantastic.
Yeah.
He's might be amazing on the stage.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny man who is a good actor. That's what I'd call it.
Now, do you want to hear what I think of this story?
The fact that he's going to be Del Boy in the new US version of Only Fools and Horses? Tell me what you think.
Right. Now, we were talking about remakes that didn't work.
Yep.
Now, what happened to Steptoe and Son?
We talked about this, and when we covered it, it became Sanford and Son.
Yes, where they were black actors.
Yeah.
And a black kind of minority exploitation kind of show.
Yeah, and it was crap.
Now, John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Leguizamo? Is, I'm going to say, Hispanic looking.
Yes.
So does that mean that Only Fools and Horses is going to be El Fools and Horses?
I can see where you're coming from. And to be...
That's set in Mexico. Or
no, it won't be set in Mexico. I can see it working. You know, what was it? Ugly Betty.
No, so you're talking New York then, or Chicago?
Yeah, I'm thinking Ugly Betty, that sort of family, a down-and-look family, are trying to make it in the big city.
Oh, you could be like LA, well, it could be California or Texas, anywhere on the Mexican border with the other side of that, and the here and the hiff, and it's all...
I think it's more like a New York setting. I am thinking more Ugly Betty, sort of that sort of setup for the family.
Do they have three-wheel cars in America?
No, it'll be something else. They'll have to... They'll
have them fucking Cheech and Chong vans.
Oh,
like, what,
God.
Nissan vans. Or it could be, you know, with the ice cream trucks or something like the one that's funky... Oh, it's...
That's a bad idea! No, but thing is, with him attached to it, I'm actually looking forward to this now.
It could be quite good.
Okay,
it's a rain cloud of shit with a sprinkle of sunlight.
Okay.
There you go.
Fair enough.
It's like sifting through a pile of shit and finding that nugget of gold in a pile of shit.
I love your way of words sometimes, dude.
You
sort of bring profanity to a whole new level.
Oh, I could wax lyrically on how to use profanity in such a way that you would think I'm having sex.
Let's not. Let me put my cap on and dance around like a fool for a bit.
Why, hello there. My name's Knife Fight Pony, and I'm here to tell you to go to the Nerdsphere Network at thenerdsphere.madmooseforum.com, where you can listen to the random fandom and listen to all the fun things the girls have to say. Don't worry about the random. It's all part of the plan. The random fandom. With Slick and Nick, only at the Nerdsphere Network.
Right, I'm doing my odds and sods now. Okay? Are you finished?
Alright, I'm okay. Cool.
Because, you know, I don't want to get the fear of dread in you.
Hey!
Because, if people might know, it was recently 2000 AD's 35th birthday. This comic has been around as long as I have been on the Earth, because it's my 35th birthday this year.
Hey, I'm older than you, fucky.
Yeah, well, you wish you'd act like it sometimes.
Oh, see, if you said where you were going, you'd have got such a fucking slap.
What did you think I was going to say? I was going to say that.
Because you look it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done that, because I would have got a slap. Anyway, to celebrate the 2018...
Wednesday, the birthday. Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, about that time. Simon Pegg, who is actually my filming Star Trek 2, which we talked about earlier, he's a big 2018 fan.
Him at all in Stagio Star Trek story.
Hey. It's all big one linkage today.
You've got Simon Pegg in Star Trek, Edgar Wright with the Stalker.
We've got Cumberbatch in quite a few links.
Yeah, and they were here at Carl Urban, who is also in Star Trek as well.
He is. I was going to get to that. I was going to tease into the Carl Urban bit. Stepping on stories now. Cock. Right, anyway, Simon Pegg, who's big...
Sorry, what? Sorry, can't hear, I'm talking too much.
Shut your fuck up. Simon Pegg, big 2008 fan, big British comics fan, people know this. He'd do a little YouTube video to say happy birthday. And being as was highlighted just recently by my associate here, he had an associate fellow with him who was just by chance playing a 2008 character on cinema recently. Carl Urban is playing...
Well, he's not been on cinema yet. I've not seen it yet.
This year.
Right.
He's playing Judge Dredd later this year. And as their little add-on for it, he got Carl Urban, they zoomed in on the chin, and he did a lot...
That's not going to be how he does it.
You don't reckon? Not. But I reckon it's good. We had the conversation. It did make me chill a bit, because it was how I had imagined his chin and mouth. It looked very like the comic book.
I think that'll be the work you get of the curled lip. You know what it is? It's like Elvis, John Wayne, and Clint Eastwood.
Well,
it's
very
Judge
Clint
Dredd.
Eastwood, because Judge Dredd was very much based on Clint Eastwood.
I thought we were saying this, but then I went back and thought about it, and I think there's a bit of John Wayne in there as well.
I reckon I'm pretty sure the guy who... Carlos Esteban, I can't pronounce his first surname, based it very, very much largely on Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think he depicted it not on Clint Eastwood, mm-hmm. but on the guy, the man with no name.
Which is actually...
The character Clint Eastwood.
Maybe.
Character
because for people who know the 2000D lore, later on, he becomes the dead man for a story, which is the man with no name.
Exactly. See? My analogy is quite not fucking stupid.
But I was quite happy from this, so I'm...
Yeah, it was quite geeky. I was like, whoa, look! And know what that also means, though?
What?
The finished film in Judge Dredd.
Oh, yeah.
If Urban's doing Star Trek now,
yeah.
or he's on the set of Star Trek, yeah. then that means Judge Dredd is in post-production.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be because it's only gonna be what? It's August, I think. August, September, it's out.
Well, you fucking anyway. On a side note,
yeah.
What was your favourite AD storyline or strip?
Oh, particular story. Oh Jesus!
What character?
I got me. I've still got a soft space for Nemesis.
Right, I must admit, I'm an ABC warrior.
I'd lump them all together, as to be honest.
Or I'm a rogue trooper.
Original or the original Road Trooper, or the one that brought back in the 90s? Which is a different character, but from the same sort of, like...
Yeah, it's the same universe, same timeline, same
genetic.
But, yeah, I like both, I must admit. But I would love to see a fucking Road Trooper movie.
So would I. That would be very... I want to see a Johnny Alpha one as well.
Johnny Alpha, I think Dredd and Rogue Trooper you could do quite well because of the way they're influenced and what their stories are. Judge Dredd's about law and order, civil.
You can argue we've already had a version of Rogue Trooper.
Don't say fucking. Don't even mention fucking the movie I think you're going to mention.
The Kurt Russell film?
Don't mention the fucking soldier.
I love the fact that you knew where I was going.
Yeah, because the only place you could go is either that or Universal Soldier.
Soldier is a good film.
Soldier's not bad. Soldier could have been so much better.
Just giving him blue skin.
Since we're in Odds and Sod, is Soldier still in the Blade Runner universe?
Was it ever?
Yeah, it's meant to be.
You're kidding me?
No.
Since when?
Since always.
I never knew that.
I tell you. That's why I always got the interpretation of it, and so I'm sure somebody else has said it.
I'm
going
to have to rewatch that film.
Right, let's...
I don't have any more, but you said you might have another
story. We're going to mention it. Just as a thing, as Paul at the beginning of the show started talking about Ghost Rider. Now, the creator of Ghost Rider, who I wish I'd fucking IMDb name now, the movie Spirit of Vengeance, we're on the second movie, we've got Nicolas Cage, we've got Disney behind it, yeah? It's going to make a ton of money.
It's Gary Friedrich you're talking about.
Thank you very much, I was just getting to that. Yeah, so Gary Friedrich, who created Ghost Rider in the Golden...
I would argue he was one of the co-creators, and it's always been under dispute who was the actual creator. Always.
Oh, well, we one of them then.
Okay.
Is destitute, basically.
Yes, yeah.
You said Gary Fincher.
Friedrich.
Because it's basically the guy, he's homeless.
Yeah, he's God, I don't know how old, he's an elderly man now, he's painless.
And he did try and sue for the creator of Ghost Rider, and he lost his suit, hence why he's now fucking up his eyeballs and hawk, and paid that off, and there's a lot of folk, because he was around at the Golden Age of comics.
Yeah.
And the way they were written, the way that Marvel paid all of their job, because they were jobbing artists and creators, they weren't on the books.
Well, yeah, you signed up, and if you had an idea, you signed it over to Marvel. There was no creator-owned things. Stan Lee was the exception because he stayed on, and he was the head, so his creation stayed. But we've had this...
DC done it, the way DC done it, is that when Superman started to come to the movies, they went back and gave the Seagulls?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. They went back and they signed a £20,000 a year deal for life.
Yeah. Thing was, though, that
back then, that's a lot of money, and they did that with all of the for everybody else. Apart from, like, you're only talking, like, Bob Kane was probably the only real guy before anything happened with Marvel who had retained rights and always got his money.
Yeah.
Batman. But when DC and Warner Brothers struck up the deal to do Superman, they went back to all the other artists and signed deals with them that got them the money, that didn't have what's happening today with Marvel, where basically everybody in the olden days basically got shafted.
I think with the Superman one, they didn't even have to do that, to be honest, because I think that was against...
No, they didn't, but they did.
Yeah.
They didn't have to, but they did it, and they did it to everybody, not just the brothers who owned Superman. Yeah. They did it to all other DC creative artists who came up with, like, the Flash and so on, the Flash. But Marvel never did that. Marvel have always just went, we'll have all that, thank you very much. And they've never done it at all to any of the writers.
But they were always upfront about it, though, weren't they? They never said...
Back then, nobody knew comics today were like...
No, they didn't know how it would turn out.
Intellectual rights. I think it's an intellectual property.
But anyway, he's lost his case.
And, yeah, he has.
And Marvel, or Disney, countersued for $17,000. Because the thing was, he was going around giving signatures out, which, fine, that was his signature. But what he was doing, which was the issue, was he was putting his signature on prints of covers that he actually didn't have any link with.
No, that was the wrong bit. That was a stupid bit.
That was where he went a bit silly. He was doing, I think some of them were then from the 90s Ghost Rider, which is a totally different character. But he was signing those and selling those at conventions. That was how he was how he was making a little of a living, as well as being a pensioner. He was getting by with this. So they figured out, because he did this, $17,000 he owed for the revenue he got through that.
But to be honest, which is really fucking scummy by fucking Disney and Marvel. Yeah, what is Marvel going to do with $17,000? It's a drop in the ocean.
I can see them not chasing it. I think they did it as a point.
They countersued him, so I think they will. But the thing is, it's a 68-year-old man.
Thankfully, I think a lot of people, they've got this thing up. A lot of artists have rallied behind, and I think they're getting the money to sort of pay it. So he's not going to be chucked to the gutter with this. he's got enough support to sort of pay for it.
There is, and there's going to be a Twitter thing also. I think as well there's a podcast out there called We Sell Comics,
mm-hmm.
which is on the Smodcast Network,
yep.
And they're going to do a show especially for it, and they're going to do it as a little pay one on Bandcamp. So it'll be I think it's Bandcamp. It might change that. Check on the Smodcast Network.
Yeah,
and it only costs you a couple of dollars. You're talking $5 at the most. No, it's like $2.50.
Yeah.
It's worth doing it because it is a case of Marvel have been ringing the shit out of these guys. And it's not just Friedrich. There's more guys in the background who weren't established as editors then
mm-hmm.
or went further on in the company, but became quite influential.
Yeah.
You're talking like... Well, put it this way, you've got artists like Brandon Graham and James Stokey. They're also going to start... They've also launched a benefit art for it and a Facebook page that's there as well, which has been started by Steve Niles.
See, this is the thing. I think it was the countersuit didn't need to be done. I have to agree with that. He probably should have... I don't know. He shouldn't have gone the way he should anyway. His lawyers basically screwed him over. There was no way he was going to win this.
No.
He shouldn't have done what he did regarding signing prints of covers, but that didn't stop him where he could have just sold his signature.
But was he signing them saying that he drew them, or was he signing them as an autograph? What?
The way it was being done was as co-creator of Ghost Rider, this is my creation. Which?
But he wasn't saying that about the work, the prints. He was talking about the character.
Yes.
No, it doesn't matter what incarnation you have.
He was still selling a print of...
Yeah, but I know, but was he selling the print or was he selling the autograph?
He was selling the print with an autograph on.
No, the autograph was on the print, so what's he selling, the autograph or the print?
Yeah, good point.
This is what I mean.
Yeah.
The way the case has been worded is really badly done, because we could get, right, see when you get somebody to sign something at a convention, they're not always signing the work they did.
No. But
so they're saying that for you because it's related to that work.
Yeah, but I've brought them the thing to get signed. I've paid whoever for that thing first, and then they are signing it. He was having the prints ready to sell as a.
Yeah, no, but he's still not saying that he never said anywhere. I've read the releases as well.
Yeah.
He never said he did the artwork.
No, he didn't. No.
So I think the countersuit by Disney is just
flawed.
So.
It's worked, and I don't think he can challenge it. But the thing, before we leave this, I don't know if you've got any thoughts on this, but the one thing I'm a little worried about is it does highlight other things to do with so-called artist's corridor, whatever it is. You know, like when you go to conventions like we do, and we get asked for pictures of our favourite characters done by other people. I have... two or three pictures in my house done by artists who have never done Ghost Rider, but they have done me pictures of Ghost Rider. Now, it has been argued that this lawsuit for people making profit from an image done at a convention could make them liable as well under this same ruling.
Yep.
So that's a little bit of a worry.
It is, because that
would make basically all the up-and-coming artists or anybody who comes to conventions to, you know, who they'd make a bit, you know, it's not a horrendous amount of money, you know, but it's a little bit here and there help out.
It's still the fact that it's a 6-year-old man who was shafted by...
Disney.
Who was shafted by Marvel in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just fucking... Ugh. Bleh. Anyway, let's get on to what's coming next. Ted the Perlandine Musi.
Cinema listings. Do you want to tell us what's happening Friday? What opened last Friday?
No, but fuck it. What's the point? You've already been.
Okay, what's opening this Friday?
You mean March the 2nd?
Yes.
Well, we have Bellamy. Is that how you pronounce it?
Bellamy.
Bellamy? Well, you've got a space.
Huh?
There's a space. Is it Bellamy? Bellamy?
Either way, I've not heard of this.
Neither have I. Did IMDb it before you wrote it down?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a cock.
Well, you're the one doing the script. I'm the one bringing the good looks and the funniness to it.
Yeah, that really works, doesn't it?
Fuck you. I am God's gift to dogs. I don't mean the ones with wagon tails, though. Then again, some of them could have had a tail.
Well, it's got Christina Ricci in it, so that's immediately got my
It's a period piece. It's also got what's his name for fucking Twilight as well.
Oh my God, he has, hasn't it? Run, yeah. run now, yeah. Run.
It's basically she's meant to be a wolf. Ooh, let's do lots of things. And it's all sex and shit, basically.
Christina Ricci, I'm happy with that.
She's fit, man.
She's so fit.
And she know she's only just coming up for like 30. It's so hard to believe. It's so weird. And she is tiny.
She's tiny.
She's tiny, do a little thing. Put it in your hand. Put your hand in your hand.
Next film, we got Carancho. Carancho is the next film.
Yeah, I know. What, you're just picking all kinds of shit here, son, eh?
I am, but it's an Argentinian film.
Yeah, for 2010. Who the fuck who listens to this shit?
Apart
from Adam.
Yeah, shut up. Gone is a 2012 film.
And that's all he knows.
It is. When her sister disappears, Jill is convinced that the serial killer who kidnapped her 2 years ago has returned. She sets out once again to face her abductor. This sounds shit.
Yeah, it does. Well, I was going to Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter. This could be quite good.
This looks quite fun, actually.
It does. It's that kind of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies kind of shit.
Yep, that looking quite good.
What's it? Who's that again? I can't remember.
I can't remember in that one, no. I've just gone to the next one, Hunky Dory.
Hunky Dory, that's a British comedy.
It is indeed. Minnie Driver's in it.
Yes, and so she's played Welsh person.
Vivian.
The singer, isn't she?
Is she?
And it's Welsh kind of thing, isn't it?
It's got a few Welsh people in it. In the heat of the summer of 1976, keen drama teacher Vivian fights sweltering heat and teenage rampage, general teenage apathy to put an end of year musical of Shakespeare's The Tempest on.
Yeah, it's Welsh. It's Welsh kind of thing. And singing in it and everything. That'd be quite good. She was on Graham Norton Friday. Cool. Interesting.
Project X sounds annoying because it's not what I thought it was.
No, it's not, is it?
It's not got monkeys flying airplanes, which I wanted.
No, it's not got Matthew Broderick in it.
But no, Project X, it's basically the UK version of... what's that thing? Oh, God. Where they get drunk. The Hangover. It's the UK version of The Hangover.
Yeah, it doesn't look that funny.
No. Devil Inside. Right, okay.
That was, like, scary shit, it but kind of the same kind of thing.
I've heard mixed reviews on this, partly because of how they've done something which pissed people off at the end. I don't know if you'd heard.
Yes.
Right, I'm hoping they've learned from the lesson and they won't do that over here.
Yes, I think they will.
In which case, it's going to piss more people off. I won't say anything else. And then finally for this Friday is Wanderlust.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, Jennifer Aniston, blah, 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 blah.
More importantly, the Friday after, John Carter.
Hold on. I was just going to put in a little what do you call it? What do you put in the end? An appetizer.
Okay.
Aperitif,
yeah.
Yeah, you might get to see Jennifer Aniston's boobs.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Friday the 9th, we're starting off, we've got John Carter opens.
No.
We got then something weird, salmon fishing in the Yemen.
Yeah, fisheries expert is approached by a consultant to help realise a sheik's vision of bringing the sport of fly fishing to the desert. What the fuck? Ewan McGregor, Emily Blunt, Kirsten Scott Thomas.
There's a few people in this.
He's a bit of MILF.
Oof. Interesting. Oof. I might look a bit.
It's a novel by Paul Tordry. So there you go. Could a little bit of the arty farty kind of thing.
Yeah, there's piece of shit next, by the sounds of it. The Decoy Bride.
No, it's made by a It's written by a British.
So still sounds crap when I'm looking at it.
You've got fucking Doctor Who's in it.
Yes. So.
It could be quite funny. It's the same lass who did what's her fucking face. I can't remember. Hold on. Let me pull her name up.
Director or writer?
Writer.
Sally Phillips.
Yeah, she was in The Fast Show. She was in Alan Partridge. She wrote that Galway comedy thing on BBC Two or Channel Four.
All right, fair enough.
I think it could be quite. It could be male.
This is DVD. I'm not going to see this.
What, The Raven?
No, Decoy. Well, I've seen the film. Might see Raven at cinema.
Raven's a little bit of a sneaky fucker.
It is a bit.
It's Edgar Allan Poe's life.
Yeah.
I knew the Raven link, but I never. But John Cusack.
John Cusack playing Edgar Allan Poe.
Who?
Edgar Poe. Edgar Allan Poe.
Who?
What are you on about?
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's what I said.
No, it wasn't.
Edgar Allan Poe.
No, what?
Anyway, but it's based on it sounds a weird premise. He's brought on to solve a crime where the murders have been done very similar to the murders in his books.
Yep.
And finally, because we'll be back hopefully by around this time, Friday 16th of June, March, we have 21st Jump Street, the film.
No, 21 Jump Street.
What did I say? 21st Jump Street. 21 Jump
Street. They're making a Johnny Depp TV show where fucking Fat was to Jonah Hill and Chat and fucking Can't Act Ice 2 goes together. Fucking hope he's in a coma for the whole of fucking G.I. Joe Renick. Fuck, please let him be in a coma for the whole fucking show. Then we've got Contraband, which is Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Indeed.
And Ryan Gosling and drugs and cops and things. In the Darkness.
Yeah, which is not.
It's a dramatization of one man's rescue of Jewish refugees in the Nazi-occupied Polish city of Lwów.
Yeah, arty.
My wife's Polish. I actually really know how you pronounce that. Lwów. I bet it's an L. It's one of them fucking yacht ones. It's, I don't know.
Okay, but Mirror's next, and that looks interesting.
It does. On you go.
Mirror, Mirror, the Untold Adventures of Snow White. An evil queen.
Oh, that's the one with Charlie Theron, isn't it?
No.
That's the one I want to see.
This is the one with Julia Roberts in.
Nah, I'm not interested in that one.
Yes, looks alright. And finally, We Bought a Zoo, which,
God. This is the Bourne Identity, where he's actually lost his memory completely and thought, I'll make a rom-com about buying a zoo.
No, this is a bad move.
Oh, it's such a bad move.
But that's it for us.
Is it? We all done?
We all done. You got any final thoughts other than start swearing at people and put me down anymore on live on air, you git?
No. I think I've covered all the topics. I think I've done that. I've squashed you into a pulp.
I break you,
Batman.
Okay. Well, that's
it. The fuck it. Have you been? Oh, wait, I'm Nightwing.
Well, we'll hopefully be back shortly with a Oscar special, with the just basically going over the results. It might be a special. It might be actually part of the next show. Thank you very much for listening to his drivel and me trying to rein in him for another week.
I'm Gruffwalk. That's in the old Doyle house. Wait a minute, where's the bumper?
Shut up. Say goodbye, right. Barry.
Hey, it's the 26th of February 2012. I'm Barry Shaw.
Very depressed now. Very depressed. I'm Paul.
And my battery's about to run out.
Bye.
Dun, dun. It's a cliffhanger. Will his battery run out or not? Let's find out on